And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Mystery Babylon lives. It's fallen, but it's now revived. It's awakened. It lives. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. We're going to be looking at Mystery Babylon, Revelation 18, Revelation 17 also. I hope you'll read those two chapters of the Bible. They're very powerful. They have great meaning for our day. But I want to start off by reading Revelation 18 because I want to tell you about Mystery Babylon. There's physical Babylon, of course, that existed. Read it about it in the book of Daniel. Mystery Babylon, about King Nebuchadnezzar and his son Belshazzar. The great finger of God that came upon the wall during a great orgy and festival of Belshazzar and wrote on the wall and told Belshazzar that his kingdom was found wanting and he was going to be, well, he was going to be overthrown. And he was that very day. Seems like when God wants to, he can move very quick. Well, he's moving quick today. And Mystery Babylon, it's called a mystery because people don't understand it. They don't know anything about it. But I'll tell you, you can read about Babylon in your encyclopedias. It existed as a city, and it's a great, great city. It's in Iraq. Maybe the Islamic Caliphate of Ali Baghdadi, maybe he's got it now in his possession. If so, he's in real trouble. The Euphrates River runs right through it. Oh my goodness, there's so much history about Babylon. And the Bible tells what's going to happen to Babylon. Chapter 18 says, and after these things, this is John speaking, he's seeing a vision given to him by God. I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. My, what an angel that was. And he cried madly with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Babylon is fallen. When God repeats himself, you better listen to him. There's two falls there. Two falls. And now he's prophesying the future from the time about 95 AD. There on the island of Patmos where John was. Alas, verse 10 says, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. Just 1 hour comes quick. Verse 11 says, and the merchants of the earth. Ah, the merchants. Oh, yes. The people with money, with goods. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. For no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and the souls of men. My friends, Mystery Babylon is the greatest world colossus of all times. It's the greatest commercial power in the world. There's nothing it won't sell. It even sells the souls of men. Have you heard about the sex trafficking going on? And there's slavery going on right now today in Africa and in other nations, in the Saudi Arabian continent. The merchants of these things, verse 15 says, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. 17 says, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood far off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? This city spread throughout the world. Is this not the United States of America? Is this not cities like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston? Oil, perfumes, gold, silver. We have the Federal Reserve, the world's central bank. We have the Jews that run it all too. The Jews run it all too. They're only about 2.5% of the American population, but they run this country, and they run Great Britain as well. Okay, now, this city is destroyed, but it was destroyed once before. Now its time has come again. Now Mystery Babylon is going to fall. It's going to fall. Now I want to talk to you about Israel today. I want to talk to you about DNA science, the revival of Khazaria, the conquest of Ukraine, and the new world order of the Jews. That is, we're going to discuss Gog and Magog. Got a lot to do today, don't we? Talk about Mystery Babylon. You see, Revelation tells us that there's great systems in the last day. Great world kingdoms will come to power. One of them is called Mystery Babylon, but it has another name. Mystery Babylon is also called Gog from the land of Magog. They are the ones that control Mystery Babylon. And we know from history, just read my book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. We know where the Jews come from. They come from, well, Turkish stock. They come from Khazaria, that great nation of the Caucasus that just sits south of Russia, sits there in Europe. It was once the greatest nation in Europe. It fell to the Russians. But before it fell to the Russians, the people had converted from their paganism, from their worship of the sex god and goddess and their son, and the nativist spirits, that's demons. They converted to Talmudic Judaism. They brought in the Jewish rabbis from next door, from Babylon. Oh, yes. Mystery Babylon. See, Israel had fallen to the Romans, had been destroyed. But the Jews cleverly brought their Talmudic writings and sayings and so forth, and they went to Babylon. I'm talking about the Babylon that sits in Iraq today, Persia. Is next door, of course, in Iran. But this is Iraq. Baghdad is the capital city, but Babylon is there sitting in ruins today. Did you know Saddam Hussein attempted to revive the city right before he was deposed? He built certain palaces there, and they even brought in a beautiful woman and made her the goddess in a great festival. A pastor friend of mine was invited to Iraq by Saddam Hussein to witness the great festival and parade that went on in the cities, or the city of Babylon, in the streets, I mean. He saw the queen and he saw her slaves as they assisted her as she was carried down the street in a procession. And Saddam Hussein had a coin struck. On it was his image. It said, the new Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yes. Babylon. That's Iraq today. But Mystery Babylon lives. Now the Jews, the rabbis, went in next door to Khazaria, and they taught the Khazarians all about Judaism. And the Khazarians converted. The Khazarians were called by the peoples of those days Gog and Magog. Their land was called Magog, and their great ruler, the king or the Kagan, was called Gog. Oh, you can read about Gog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Tubal, Meshech, that's Moscow and all those places in there. Today, it's called by several names, Kazakhstan and other names, but primarily Ukraine. And have you heard about Ukraine in the news recently? They're having a revolution going on there. They sit right next door to the Ukrainians. They're about 45 million people. They sit right next door to Soviet Russia. Excuse me, Russia. Vladimir Putin, of course, is now the president of Russia. And a man named Poroshenko, a Jew is head. He is the dictator, you might say, the leader, the president of Ukraine. How did he take office? Well, last year it seemed that a coup d'etat overthrew the constitutionally elected president. I think his name was Yovanovitch or something like that. He's gone now, of course. He was only president for about a year and a half. Some say he got in unfairly, he cheated, I don't know about that, but he was the constitutionally elected president, but they had a coup d'etat and he was overthrown. Who was he overthrown by? Well, by a Jewish woman, a very rich billionaireess named Tymoshenko. And then she ushered in to power a man named Poroshenko. Let's just call him Porky, okay? He's a big guy, we'll just call him Porky. Now, Porky has been making all the news lately because he has been consolidating all the power in Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine is very important because it was part of the Soviet Union. And when the Soviet Union broke up in the 1980s, it got independence. For the first time in over 100 years, it became an independent nation again. And now it is controlled by a Jew, yes, a billionaire, a chocolate king. He makes chocolates. The Chocolate King, President Poroshenko. He is Jewish. How did he get to power? Well, it seems that the United States and Israel plotted against him. Against Ukraine, that is. They plotted against Ukraine. They overthrew the president. The only problem they had and have still is with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin did not like the fact that the Jews came in and conquered the Ukraine. Now, Americans don't even know that the Jews are in power. You see, about 5 years ago, a woman named Victoria Nuland, a Jew, very influential woman, she's married to a Jewish banker, was given the job at the United States State Department to watch over the nation of Ukraine. And the Jews gave her plenty of money to do it with. And the American government, Barack Obama, gave her over $5 billion to play with. And the American CIA and the Israeli Mossad were sent into Ukraine. And they began stirring up the people and the demonstrators and protesters to have what is called an orange revolution. And they had an orange revolution and they overthrew the government. And within a few short months, Porky came to power. Who is Porky? Well, Poroshenko, the chocolate king of Ukraine. Now, is Ukraine important? Yes, it is. Has 45 billion people, only about 0.5% of whom are Jews. But the Jewish oligarchs, they're called, the oligarchs, the billionaires, control the country. Now, Poroshenko has appointed these Jewish oligarchs, these billionaires. There's one in charge of each region of Ukraine. Now, they're taking the Soviet model as their model, as their example. Exactly as happened in the Soviet Union in 1917 when Lenin and Trotsky took office. That's what's happening now in the Ukraine. You don't know about that, do you? You don't know that they're ravaging the people. They're murdering, they're massacring the people of Ukraine. They're setting up concentration camps across the country. And so that people will be kept stupid, the United States and so forth, Miss Nuland, working with Tymoshenko and with Poroshenko, is keeping all this suppressed, this news. Now, Vladimir Putin knew what was going on. He could see that the Jews had conquered Ukraine. Ms. Nuland admitted in a speech that the United States had spent some $5 billion to overthrow the country of Ukraine. Putin got wise to this, and he sent troops. Well, he actually already had troops inside the Ukraine. In southern Ukraine, on the ocean there, the sea, let's just say, was a separate, like an island called Crimea, the Crimea, C-R-I-M-E-A. Putin seized the Crimea. He's made it part of Russia. There's two other regions that are fighting the main government there, Poroshenko. They're fighting the Jews. One of them is the Donetsk People's Republic. They've got a name there. They call themselves the People's Republic. They're a region or like a state or a province inside Ukraine. The other is called Lugansk. Lugansk. So Donetsk and Lugansk are mainly Russian peoples, and they're fighting the Ukraine government. But throughout the Ukraine, there is resistance to the Jews. Have you heard about this on Fox News? How about CNN? How about ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC? Have you heard about it from anyone? Time Magazine, the National Review, the New York Times, the Washington Post? No! You won't hear what's going on in the world. In fact, I really believe this is the first time you will have ever heard this. There is a world plan by the Illuminati elite, a world plan. Israel wants to have a new world order ruled by the Jews, headquartered from Israel, supposedly. But Israel is just a small little pimple on the neck of the world, so to speak. A small little country. 7 million people or so. So what happened in Russia was they seized the great nation of Russia, and with all its republics, some 300 million peoples, in 1917. Only a small percent of the people were Jews, but Lenin and Trotsky were communists and communist Jews. And in 1898, at the World Zionist Congress, it was decided that Lenin would be given support, and Trotsky, of course, was his number two man. And way down the line was Stalin. They took upon themselves the writings of Karl Marx, another Jew. And they told the people, well, we're patriotic Russians. Of course, they weren't at all Russians. They even spoke with a dialect. It didn't even sound like Russians. But they had the money from the United States bankers and from the German bankers and from the English. And with the money of the American bankers and the British and the Germans, they were able to conquer that nation because they were having problems in Russia, so they conquered Russia. The Jews consisted of maybe, 1.5% of the people of Russia. The communists, even members of the Communist Party, never numbered more than 10 million out of 300 million. But they began to squeeze and to revolutionize and take over the universities. And then, of course, they already had the banks and commerce. And finally, they had everything. They had all the churches. And they began to burn down the churches and turn churches into whorehouses. But not the synagogues. No. The synagogues continued to operate. While the rabbis were even rewarded, they were made heads, commandants of concentration camps, of gulag camps in Soviet Russia from 1917 till about 1984. But listen to me, friends, this is happening now today as you and I discuss this subject. Israel and the United States have gone into Georgia and other countries. But the prime country we want right now is the Ukraine. Now, why do they want the Ukraine? Because it is the centerpiece of what once was known as Khazaria. The Ukrainians are Khazarians. Now, so are the Georgians and the Azerbaijanis and a few other countries in there, Kazakhstan and so forth. Kiev, that city, was one of the great cities of the Khazars. So this is a second homeland for the Jews. Now think about that. The Jews have now conquered America. They rule our country, but not completely. A voice crying in the wilderness named Tex Mars is still alive. I'm still operating here. And there are just a few others who understand what's really going on. Now, why have the Jews been given over $5 billion American money? Victoria Nuland, the State Department, is their advocate. She's Jewish. Why has Obama allowed this to go on? How has he bucked Vladimir Putin? He has even started a new Cold War with Vladimir Putin. And Fox News and CNN and all, they call Vladimir Putin every name in the book. He's a dictator. He's a tyrant. He's a thug. Why? He went down and took the Crimea. That's supposed to be a region that's part of the Ukraine. He can't do that. Why, we want to give it. Oh, well, shh, be quiet on that. They want to, of course, have all of the Ukraine for the Jews. Now, the Jews are only about 1.5%, but Israel has a plan. Now, what has Israel got to do with the Ukraine? Ah, yes. That's where DNA science comes in. I told you I'd talk about DNA science today, didn't I? Khazaria is reviving, my friends. And the Ukraine is the centerpiece of Khazaria. Now, who did I tell you were the Khazarians? Why, the Jews. You see, I show in my book, DNA Science in the Jewish Bloodline, that the Jews are not from Israel. That's the nation of Palestine that they conquered in 1948. The Khazarians came from Khazaria. That's the Ukraine. They migrated beginning about the 10th century from there because the Russians took the Ukraine, and they migrated over into Poland and Lithuania and other countries in Eastern Europe. I guess you would call it sort of Western Europe, but it all depends on where you're at, I suppose. And from Poland, the Khazarians, who call themselves Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, in 1948 were given the authority by Joseph Stalin. Stalin, yes, Stalin, in Russia, in the Soviet Union, and by Truman, the President of the United States, to come in and take Palestine. Now, Palestine was a nation of some 800,000 to 900,000, some say about 1 million Palestinians. They lived in peace in Palestine. They didn't really have any real central government. They were a bunch of villages and towns and orchards and so forth. They didn't even have an army. They had to have local police forces to keep the law, but they were very weak. And Israel says, well, this is a nation I can conquer. This used to be ancient Israel of the Israelites. We Khazarians are now the Jews. You see, they had converted in the 7th and the 8th centuries. The Jewish rabbis had been brought in from Babylon and had taught the Khazarians all about Talmudic Judaism. Now, Khazarians were called Magog. Isn't that interesting? They were of the land of Magog, and their king was called a Kagan, or the king. He was known as Gog. Gog of the land of Magog. Oh, yes, you can read about them in Ezekiel 37, 38, 39. Read all about Gog and Magog. You can also read about them in Revelation 20. Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog were the Khazarians. But they became Polish, and then in 1948, they were given the authority and the weapons by the Russians, by the Soviet Union. They were given the authority and the weaponry. They were communists, you see, from Poland that had been conquered by Soviet Russia after World War II. They conquered the Germans, threw out the Germans, and Poland became a communist country. In fact, Poland was ruled by a communist commissar who was Jewish. Poland was run by the Jewish communist. And they decided to send their people down into Palestine. They were sent down with jeeps and a few tanks and guns. And they found it real easy to conquer the people that were there, the friendly peaceful Palestinians. And so since 1948, they have conquered the Palestinians. They have occupied them. It is an occupied country. And it has been diminished in land for the Palestinians, and they've been pushed into these liberty camps, into these refugee camps in Gaza and other places. And now I believe that the Palestinians are in danger of being totally massacred. Israel would have done that up to now, but the world was watching. And so they have to be very careful of what they do. But every couple of years, they have a pretext for going in and massacring more Palestinians and taking more Palestinian land. That's what they're doing now. We're told that three young Israeli youth were abducted, taken out, and killed by the Palestinians. Baloney. They were killed by their own government. Israel needed a pretext to go in. And they have gone in now, and, well, I think there have been like 150 bombing attacks. What is left of Palestine, they're bombing, killing, massacring. Why don't the Palestinians strike back? They have rockets, don't they? No. They're rockets. They're bottle rockets. They're made in backyards. They don't have any bomb on them. And if they happen to land, they might wound somebody. That's about it. It's like, you know, July the 4th fireworks here in the United States. But the Israelis have one of the most powerful military colossus in the world given to them by the United States, by NATO. Now, so the Israelis have the Palestinians in their grimy, dirty hands. But there's Ukraine. What are they doing in the Ukraine? Why do they go in with the United States, the Mossad, the spy agency of the Jews, and the CIA, and overthrow the government there? Why have they gone up against Putin and Russia? What are they doing in the Ukraine? I'm talking about Poroshenko, the president there, is Jewish. And there's a big plot to conquer that nation. What do they want with the Ukraine? Ah, it's Khazaria. They're Khazarians. They see an opportunity now to take their native country back. We'll talk about that and much more when we return in just a minute. Mystery Babylon lives. The revival of Khazaria is underway. The Ukraine is the centerpiece of it. It's being conquered by the Jews who are setting up their new world order. They are going to become Gog and Magog. Mystery Babylon the Great. And it's happening right now. It's all happening right now. But you're not getting the picture that you should. But listen to Power of Prophecy. We will tell you the incredible prophetic news. I'll be right back after this message. Stay with us. We've got a lot more. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It's one of my favorite books. You know, I've written this book. It's a big book. It's over 400 pages. It's huge, like an encyclopedia. It's got all kinds of sections in it. You'll discover how the Jews came to power in the Soviet Union. More than that, you'll discover how they came to power in Israel. How they bribed, yes, bribed, it's by FBI records. A Jewish psionym, a spy, Abraham Feinberg, gave Harry Truman over $2 million. John F. Kennedy knew about that. Novelist Gore Vidal knew about that. And you read my book and you'll hear about it too. Did you know that Nixon and Agnew as vice president were overthrown by the Jews, who basically invented Watergate? Now, I know Watergate really occurred, but it was a third-class incident. No, they were done in by the Washington Post, by the New York Times, by the Jews. Woodward and Bernstein, the reporters, they were both Jews. They were given their marching orders. You see, Nixon had determined to get rid of the Jews in the government. He knew the Jews were controlling America. He was determined that they would not control the presidency. He knew that the Jews had helped to kill John F. Kennedy. And he had his Prussian guard, the Germans that worked for him there, Ehrlichman and Haldeman. And, of course, he had, you know, the... Well, let's just say you need to read the book for yourself. And hear what Spiro Agnew said about the Jews. By the way, Spiro Agnew knew that the media were the Jews. He went on a war path against the media, but they licked him too. He was forced to resign. Then President Nixon was forced to resign. These Jews have power, my friends. Oh, they have power. When Clinton bucked them, they gave him a girlfriend. You know her, don't you? The one that Clinton said, "I did not have sex with that woman." You know her, don't you? Read about her, too, in my book. She was an employee, a lower-level employee of the Israeli Mossad of the United States. And now Barack Obama is going to do whatever the Jews want. Now, he's had his little troubles in his trials. He and Rahm Emanuel argued, and Rahm Emanuel was fired, but the Jews just brought new guys in, and Barack Obama's going to do their bidding, and now they have a plan. They have a plan to conquer the world, to end the North American hegemony of this planet. How do they do that? They create a North American Union. Have you heard about the North American Union? Have you heard about the report toward a North American Union written by Professor Robert Pastor of the Council on Foreign Relations? Why do you think they're ending our southern borders? We have no borders anymore. They're a fiction. They're a hoax. The real borders are down in southern Mexico, in Central America. That's the borders of the new America. The invasion of the El Salvadorians and the Guatemalans and so forth, that's going to continue forever. And they're going to be dispersed throughout America. They're going to be brought to every city in the United States. It's the end of America. Don't you know that, my friends? You thought that Obama didn't know? This was orchestrated. The immigration crisis. Except Obama doesn't think it's a crisis at all. He thinks it's the way it ought to be. It's the way it was planned by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is 80% run by the Jews. La Raza, the Mexican organization, is part of it. They are members of the Council on Foreign Relations as well. You need to read my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It'll tell you about the world plan of the Jews. And now the rest of this program, we're going to talk about that world plan, about Ukraine, about Gog and Magog. Listen up very close. Now get my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It is monumental. Now let's see, I don't even know how much it costs. Jerry, $25? Okay, $5 shipping and handling, of course, as are all our products. $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. Just ask for the book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. By the way, do you know where the Six-Pointed Star came from? Kazaria. That was their great symbol. It symbolized their pagan religion, the goddess, the god. And they had so-called tantric holy sex together and produced a son, the Antichrist. Ah, yes, the great king who was to come. The six-pointed star, it's coded 666. And I talk about that in this book. You'll learn the origins of the six-pointed star, the Star of David, so-called. Although David said, my shield is the Lord. That's what he said, my shield. His symbol was the Lord. It's not six-pointed star. The six-pointed star is the sign of Moloch, the beast god, the devil, Baal, the horned fire god, to whom the Israelis actually sacrificed their sons and daughters. Oh, you didn't know about that. That's in the book of Amos in the Old Testament. Oh, American Christians, just, you need to read the Bible, my friends. Read the book of Amos. You'll learn what's going on today. And read the book of Revelation. You'll learn about Gog and Magog, how Gog, the king of Magog, which is the Khazarian kingdom, comes upon the face and conquers this entire planet. And he comes up against the people of God. He comes up against you, the camp of the saints. Wherever you're at, you're in the camp of the saints. How do you get there? Spiritual victory through Jesus Christ. But Gog is against you. Gog is against you. Magog is against you. And they have come up on the breath of this earth from the pit of hell. They've got your destruction in mind, my friends, and mine as well. Read about conspiracy of the six-pointed star. Here's how to get your book. $25 plus $5 shipping. $30 total. From Power of Prophecy, send $30 to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Power of Prophecy, or write to Tex Mars, we'll get it to you. Ask for the book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, the big book. Now, you can get it by going to our website, powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, or just textmars.com. You'll get it, and it's right there, and you can order it. Use your charge card or your PayPal card. Order it today. You know, Jerry, Jerry's my assistant here. This book started out very slow in sales, but I've noticed it's been taking off lately. As Ukraine has been conquered by the Jews, people are finding out about that. I don't know how, but the news doesn't tell them, the control news, but they're finding out somehow. And they're saying, what's going on? In a moment, we're going to tell them the incredible story of how the Khazars, the Jews in Israel, decided to conquer their homeland. Okay? And this is an amazing story. Their homeland, they're conquering it. I don't know what this could be, approximate, maybe the Aztecs coming back to take Mexico or something. I'm not quite sure, but what the similarity would be. Wow. Now, you can phone us toll-free anytime, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And with this book, we will give you a free subscription to our newsletter, Power of Prophecy. If you don't have Power of Prophecy, you got to get it, my friends. I have so many interesting issues coming up. Every month, I cover issues, things that, well, you just won't see anywhere else. This month's issue is all about this subject, about the Ukraine, about the Jews' second homeland. You didn't know that Israel has a second homeland, did you? And the Jews are determined to keep it. And if they have to, they'll embroil the United States in a war with Soviet Russia every time. My old Cold War days, I guess. Vladimir Putin. What do I think about Vladimir Putin? He's a courageous man. But he's surrounded by the Jews. They want his destruction. He knows they want it. What is he going to do as they murder and massacre more and more of the Ukrainian people? Is he going to come to the aid of the Ukrainians? Is he going to attack the Ukraine? I think he's just going to sit in Russia and watch. He's hoping that the whole world will see it. Well, he's mistaken, but he's hoping that the whole world will see what's going on, that the world will be disgusted at the insanity and the brutality of the Jews. We'll see what he does. He says he's a Christian. He's defended the Christian church against American evil and wickedness. We'll see what he does in the Ukraine. Welcome back to Power of Prophecy. Now, we're looking at the Jews who are having problems with the Palestinians, but they're going to conquer the Palestinians, they think. In fact, they're right now bombing and strafing and killing more Palestinians and taking more Palestinian lands. But the settlers are not happy. They want more land. Now, Israel knows that it's made up of Khazars. The people, they don't know anything, but the leaders do, Netanyahu and the Jewish leaders. Now, I knew that they were interested in the Ukraine, and I found that quite an amazing thing. They want to go back to Khazaria. Everybody that has ever conquered the Jews or any place they lived, they believe it's their land. And they wanted Iraq destroyed so that Babylon would be conquered by them. They want Iran destroyed so that Persia would become their conquest. Anyone who has ever conquered the Jews are going to get revenge. Think about it that way, folks. Now I want to read to you from the Times of Israel, an Israeli newspaper, timesofisrael.com, an article dated March 18th, 2014. March 18th, 2014, just a couple of months ago. An article by Professor Jim Vald, W-A-L-D. Now, who is Jim Vald? Well, he's a very interesting man, professor of history, the University of Hampton in Amherst, Massachusetts. Very distinguished school. It's mainly a science and engineering school. But Dr. Jim Vald, a Jew, is a teacher there, and he teaches about history and especially about genetics, what scientists are finding out about world history. He knows all about the Khazars. He's taught courses on the Khazars and the Jews. Oh, yes, Jim Vald knows. But he's written this article for the Times of Israel. Now, this is not for you to read, my friends. This is for the Israelis to read. This is for the Jews to read. Now, listen to this. Here's the headline. Now, write this down, folks. This is very important. Leaked report. Leaked report, : Israel acknowledges Jews are, in fact, Khazars, : secret plan for reverse migration to Ukraine. Oh, my goodness. The leaders of the Jews, Netanyahu and the others, they know. The Jewish billionaires in the world, in the United States, they know. They know that they're Khazars. They have no relationship to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the Israelites. They're Khazars. They know it. Are they going to go back to Khazaria? Well, that land's owned by the Ukrainians and the Georgians and the Azerbaijanis. How can they go back? Well, Netanyahu says, how can we not go back? How can we not go back to our homeland? That's our homeland. Now, has he told the world about this? This leaked report, where did it come from? Professor Jim Ball knows. He says, let's listen to this now. It is now revealed, I'm reading from the report, from this article. It is now revealed that Israel will relocate settlers to Ukraine. Ukraine made this arrangement with Israel on the basis of historic ties and in exchange for desperately needed military assistance against Russia. Ukraine has gone to Israel and they've got into a pact together. A pact. A contract. And the Ukraine, which is headed by who? Poroshenko, a Jew. Tymoshenko, a Jew. And these Jewish oligarchs, this is all part of a plan, my friends, for them to retake Khazaria, starting with Kiev and with the nation of Ukraine. Ukraine, just call it Khazaria. It's a centerpiece of Khazaria. Now, Ukraine has always had close ties with Moscow, with Russia. Russia has owned Ukraine for 100 years. It was only in the when Gorbachev took down the Iron Curtain that Ukraine became an independent nation. And the Ukraine has been tied to Russia by economics. Russia has sold for half price its oil and gas to Ukraine. See, the Ukraine does not have enough oil and gas. They've got it, but it needs to be developed. The oil companies need to come in. They haven't really come in there. But the Ukraine does have 45 million people. And it is right on the border of Russia. And Russia and Putin have been giving the Jews in the United States a hard time, hasn't he? He's been defending the Christian faith. He defends the priest of the Orthodox Church. He's been defending the Iranians. He's been against what the United States is doing. He's against what Israel's been doing. He's the only enemy that the United States and the Jews have in that area of the world. Maybe in the whole world, he's the real enemy, the only one they've got. He better watch his step. He'll be dead someday. Shot in the head by a Mossad agent or a CIA agent. But the United States put a woman named Victoria Nuland, a Jew, very powerful Jewish woman. She's married to a Jewish banker. She works at the U.S. State Department. She's in charge of the Ukrainian desk, it's called. And she was given at first $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine. She was given all the resources of the CIA and the Mossad. And they've been working inside the Ukraine and spending all this money. And these United States in so-called NGOs, non-governmental organizations, such as the National Endowment for Democracy. Doesn't that sound good? They've all sent their agents in. And they were successful. They had a revolution of a few thousand people in the capital city. And they overthrew the president. Yanukovych, he's gone. They put to power a Jew, Poroshenko. And now Poroshenko is consolidating his power, and these Jewish oligarchs are in charge of the regions, and they are setting up concentration camps. Now, where did Poroshenko know how to do this? He's a student of history. He's a billionaire, but he's read about history. He knows how Lenin and Trotsky, as Jews, took over the Soviet Union, set up gulag camps, murdered 66 million in Soviet Russia. And they say they're going to do the same thing. If you rebel against us, we will kill you. We will send you away to camps. He is shelled and killed. They're destroying churches in the Ukraine. They start off with a few churches. They build up. Lenin did not get power overnight in 1917. The White Russians, so-called, not because of their race, but because that was just what they were called, the White Russians. And the others fought him. It was only after 1921, 4 years, that he was able to consolidate his power. And now Poroshenko has been dictator of the Ukraine, what, for 6 or 8 months, 9 months? He's told Putin, stay out. And the United States has told Putin, stay out. But Putin didn't listen. He took the Crimea. He took part of it for, you know, as his possession. He's threatening Poroshenko and the Ukraine, the Jews. He's threatening them. You continue your massacre of the Ukrainian people. You continue your consolidation of power and your takeover there and your setting up of this horrible Zionist Jewish dictatorship in the nation of Ukraine. You're going to have to come face to face with the Russians. But America has told Putin, don't dare move. Don't dare move against the Ukraine. And NATO is backing the United States. You see, the United States is Mystery Babylon. We and Israel are working together as Mystery Babylon. The Khazarians, the Jews, rule us, and they rule Israel. And they are Gog of the land of Magog. Boy, Putin has a tough time, doesn't he? Now, this article by Dr. Jim Ball in the Times of Israel, explains that Israel now has a contract or a pact with Ukraine. They're going to start sending settlers there to settle that country. What will happen to the Ukrainians? Well, they're going to have to shut up. They're going to have to go away to concentration camps. Victoria Nuland of the U.S. State Department has $5 more billion at her disposal to use. Now, listen to this. How did all this come about? Vald writes in the Times of Israel, this surprising turn of events had an even more surprising origin. Genetics. Genetics caused this turn of events. Then he talks in this article about the Khazars. He says, Arthur Koestler wrote his book, The 13th Tribe, in 1976, talking about the Khazars being actually Jews. That's the Jews' racial identity, is actually the Khazars. Then he said, in the 21st century, there was Shlomo Sands, another Jew, Shlomo Sands' book, The Invention of the Jewish People. He says, Shlomo Sands, The Invention of the Jewish People, took Kessler's thesis in a direction he had not intended. Shlomo Sands said that the Jews are not a race. They're converts who need a state of their own. They're religious converts, and they need a state of their own. In 1898, the World Zionist Congress met. They said, we need a state of our own. The Ashkenazi Jews said that. Theodor Herzl was the leader, the founder of the World Zionist Congress. Rothschild was there, of course. Lenin was there. Marx's writings certainly were there and were used. We've got to have a homeland of our own. They seized Russia as a temporary homeland, 1917. Then in 1948, they seized Israel. But now Israel says, we're going to seize Khazaria. That's our real homeland. Israel, we admit, is not our homeland. Get that? Israel is not the homeland of the Jews. It says, here's how this has come about, genetics. Here's what Vald says in his article. He says, until now, in 2012, Israeli researcher Iran Elhaik published a study which showed that Khazar ancestry is the single largest element in the Ashkenazi gene pool. Sand, Shlomo Sand, declared himself vindicated, and progressive news organs in Israel, such as the Haaretz and the Forward, trumpeted the results. They said, it's true, we are Khazars. We're not the blood kin of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're not God's chosen because of our race. God did not give us Israel. We took Israel, we Khazarians. Wow. But we are God's chosen, get this, because of our religion. We may not be Jews in race, but that's our religion. But we still feel a connection, not with Israel, but with Khazaria. Now, according to this article, Benjamin Netanyahu had a, well, let me just read it to you. This is incredible. It says, Benjamin Netanyahu called up a blue ribbon research committee of scientists, historians, geneticists. And they confirmed to the Israeli government, to Netanyahu and the Jews, that the Jews were in fact Khazars. The Jews are Khazars. As I said in my book, DNA and the Jewish bloodline, they're Khazars. Here we go. Get my book. My book is a historic book. Let me just say it. I had the courage to write this book. And now a blue ribbon committee of scientists and historians and archaeologists has told the Jews and Netanyahu, yes, we are Khazars. So Netanyahu has come forth with a plan. I call it the Ukrainian solution. First, we take the Ukraine. How do we take it? With American power, with American spying, with the CIA, with our own Mossad. We overthrow the president of Ukraine. We put in our own president, Poroshenko. The country is ours. The people who do not become our slaves in the Ukraine will become death. We will kill them. They don't care how many 45 million Ukrainians they kill. Ukraine is made up of 0.5% Jews. They're the only ones that they care about. They've been massacring the Palestinians since 1948, and now they're going to do the same thing to the Ukrainians. Ukraine is now the second homeland of the Jews. Do you get it, folks? It says Israel has a blue ribbon team of scholars from leading research institutes and museums. They've just issued a secret report to the government acknowledging that the European Jews are in fact Khazars. All Jews who wish to return to the Ukraine will be welcomed back without condition as citizens. If you're an American Jew, you can go to the Ukraine now. You'll be a citizen there. Oh, yeah, the American billionaires are going to be going there in droves. They're going to have beautiful homes, mansions, and they're going to treat the Ukrainian people like dirty Gentile slaves. And America is going to allow it, my friends. You and I are allowing this Poroshenko and the Jews. Boy, they had a desert country they conquered before, little old desert place in Israel. Now they've got the Ukraine. Now they've got a big nation, a 45 million. Now they're spitting in the face of Vladimir Putin. Now they want to dredge back up the Cold War. They want to have you and I in the United States fight a Cold War. Or maybe a hot war with Russia, with nuclear bombs. They don't care about us. We're a Gentile nation, run by Jews. They don't mind killing off millions of us. They've already killed off hundreds of thousands. In all these wars in Yemen, in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. And they're going to call their new nation Khazaria. Yeah. Wow. It's a homeland away from home, Ukraine. It's where the New World Order will really take power. They'll have Israel and they'll have the Ukraine. The Ukraine will go right into Europe and right into Russia and conquer that part of the world. It'll have all the American power behind it, and Barack Obama is just an incompetent black puppet sitting there doing whatever they want. Pray for Putin. He might go in with them. They might bribe him off. I don't know. He was former KGB guy. He's clever. He knows they're after him. The Jews have him. But he's been holding out. We got to pray for him. Pray for the Christians. Especially pray for the Ukrainian people. They're in real trouble. And get this word out. The Jews are in the Ukraine. People won't believe you. Tell them anyway. Some will believe. And pray. Pray that Gog will be prevented. Pray that the camp of the saints will grow and grow. And that we will be rescued by our God, Jesus Christ. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Mystery Babylon Lives, a special edition of Power of Prophecy. My prayer is that you'll tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.